Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's check out the sports this morning, brought to you by Federated Insurance here on WCCO. Mike Max joins us at 7:39. Maxie, the Twins last night, they got beat by the shift. Did you see Pujols twice? Put that slow roller at second base, and then they come up and bunt one down third base? I mean, that I'm surprised we don't see teams do that more often.
And maybe we will. Maybe they're mastering it now. But you're right, Pujols. It was a beautiful night, by the way, out there, wasn't it? Just perfect night for baseball.
Couldn't have been better, and tonight will be great, too.
Yeah, and Pujols beat it a couple of times. Somebody else, I can't remember the other player, beat it the same way. Where they?
Calhoun, was it? He put that bunt down. It was just beautiful.
And then there was another guy that they moved on the fly on him, and he hit the ball up the middle. It was one of those nights where it was just so this will be fun now, the counterpoint to the shift, you know. Now guys are mastering a little bit the skills, understanding it, and Rosario had a beautiful bunt the other day and beat the shift with that. But you got to master it. You got to learn how to bunt. You got to know how to do those things. And Ohtani hit a long home run last night, too. Boy, he gets long and lean and got a little pop in that bat. Maybe he's not going to pitch this year, but he's got a future there in the way he swings the bat, and they got Trout, and they got some kind of big names there, as you mentioned, with Pujols. But, Barrios couldn't get his stuff on. He was, whatever it was, he was laboring, and, obviously some pretty good hitters he's up against, but he just wasn't dialed in. He wasn't making a pitches and all those things that he's been doing so far this year. And that happens once in a while, and then you got to try to bail him out with a slugfest, and they couldn't do it last night. Gonzalez had the big home run, and Polanco had the big home run, which is, you know, how the Twins are kind of doing things this year. Is they're winning with big home runs, but five is a big number to give up against the Angels.
Yeah, it sure is, and it was, and they had opportunities in the eighth. Austin mm-hmm. leads off with a double, and they just could not do much with them. So that's too bad. But they lose 5-4. But another chance tonight, and again, I would encourage fans, Maxie, see the best player in baseball in Trout. You mentioned Ohtani, one of the most exciting, and then you have the Hall of Famer. I'm not sure I'd run a shift against a guy that's got 3,000 hits, but.
Well, he just, he had three hits last night, all were singles, I believe. And that's what you expect from him. You know, he also tapped a pop fly, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Which you don't see very often at that level, but he just flat out booted it. You look at them and you go, how can these guys not be 500? I think they're one game under right now. And you mentioned you spend that kind of money on Mike Trout, and you get Ohtani, and you get Pujols, and you get this Lestillo that hit his 10th home run last night. They got some players. They should be pretty good.
What's going to happen for the Wolves tonight? Draft lottery, the new guy's going to go down there to Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, have fun. lots of guys have gone down and given it a try. They got a 3% chance of getting the first round pick, so that's where you start with that thing. And I thought it was really interesting yesterday that John Beilein took that Cleveland Cavaliers job, the Michigan coach, because he's 66 years old. They gave him a 5-year contract. Good for him. And he really did do a number on the Big Ten. I mean, he beat the Gophers twice this year, and in Final Four, national championship game a couple times, all that stuff. But I didn't know that he had, I guess last year he interviewed for a job too, but I didn't know that he really wanted to be an NBA guy. And that's, I guess, good for the Gophers, but that's a tough job to go into Cleveland where they're just awful right now. I say that because they could end up a little bit higher up in the draft. But yeah, it'll be tough for the Wolves to, 3% is 3%. So Gerson's going there and give it a shot and go get him, Sparky. But I don't have a lot of hope on that one.
All this talk about Kyle Rudolph, I can't see anything anymore without Rudolph being traded stories. Is there any legitimacy to that?
I talked to him yesterday. I was out there at Mike Zimmer's golf tournament, and he just wants resolution on it now. And really, it's it's a cap number thing. By the time you do all the math, you go, okay, we're this close to the cap, and we need this much money, and so now let's look at our rosters, who's most expendable. His name pops up when you do the formula. I got to say, though, he was out there yesterday. He's talking to Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman. I mean, he's completely above board of the way he's handled this thing, and he hasn't made it personal. He's kept it business. He understands it's business. He was asked about, you know, you've done a lot of good things in this community, and he's, yeah, but you don't get to stay just because you do good things in the community. That's not the way it works in football. Very articulate about it, and so I give him a lot of credit for the way he's handled it. It's just a business move, but I would think it would come down to what will he take and what would he know on the open market. Somebody suggested yesterday, well, what if New England's interested in with Gronkowski, you know, retiring? Well, if you know New England's interested in you, and you don't like what the Vikings are offering in the restructure, then you might take a, you know, then you might leave. But you better make really sure that you've got a good deal sitting for you. Otherwise, you take the restructure and stay in here and be a Viking for the rest of your life. So they could really use him too. And Mike Zimmer said that too yesterday. I mean, they don't have, you know, I mean, you can bring in Irv Smith, but Irv Smith hasn't played in the NFL yet. And, up to against a couple of young tackles, that's a tough pill to swallow. So if they lose him, I think they lose a lot.
Yeah, you're right. It's a business, Maxie. But having said that, I got to say, if I were a young athlete coming into town, I'd sit down with Kyle Rudolph and say, man, you really got wrapped up in the community. How do I do that? Because, you know, there's other guys that are coming in here that are marquee players that have never been involved like this guy. And I got guys like him and Chad Greenway come in here, and we all love them because they just become a big part of the community. So I understand the business part, but I got to compliment the guy. Boy, he's been involved with an awful lot of things.
Yeah, and if you do it right, man, it pays you back, because when you get done, you have a spot in this community forever.
Yeah.
As you know, i.e. Minnesota Twins that won World Series in 87-91, that whole thing. I mean, if you do that and you're, you know, a decent citizen, you get to live a pretty good life here. So, and I think Kyle's one of those guys that's a step ahead of the game that way, and he sees that and he realizes that, and he sees that for his wife and his children. They know this is where they want to live, at least as of now, and so they want to make this a long-term investment because they believe it, and they like this community so much. And, you know, like you said, Chad Greenway, a few of them do that, not a lot.
I tried to reach out to you yesterday. I could not reach you because I know you were busy. And so, but I have time today. As you know, these bills over at the estate, if we're going to get this budget bill done, yep, at our state capitol, they really should be done by tomorrow so they can get these things written up and get it all done. And so this is what's going to happen, and I just want to make sure you know now, and I know you got to do the sports and TV late at night.
Right,
but,
yep.
But you and I are going to head on over there, it looks like, yep, probably late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning, the way it's going, and with us again, that big old carton. In fact, we'll probably drive over one of the old Dutch trucks and bring old Dutch, yeah, chips and get this thing settled. We'll bring the Ripples, we're bringing the popcorn, we're pulling out all the stops, Maxie. In fact, we're even bringing in the new limited edition Sloppy Joe and the, yep, Chive and Onion, because we need to get this settled, and the way to settle it is to have a room full of old Dutch chips.
We just loaded those up last week. We didn't know for sure. We kind of slowly been putting crates in there, knowing it could come to this. And I don't want to say that that works, but you notice there wasn't a special session last year. That's all I'm going to say, okay?
Yep.
So you can do the math on it and figure it out. Get done. Dave and I don't look for credit on this stuff. We just do what we can for the state.
It's about the community.
Yeah, and we go in and we put the slogan, the big banner out, says, we don't ask for much, just a little old Dutch. And,
yeah,
and you bring them, now you put them down, you put them on the table so they've got to sit out. Because everybody wants in, and it's such a bipartisan issue. You put the old Dutch in the middle of the table, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, they're all there. And pretty soon everybody's smiling, and they're looking at each other. They say, you know, maybe we do have more in common than we realize.
Well, and it was great last year because we coordinated that effort. So you take all those packages of old,
yep,
Dutch chips, and you put them down on the counter. And then you turned it to me, and you had a tear in your eye, and you said, Dave, I can't talk anymore, but we got to get this done. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, when the chips are down, that's when we get to work. And we had all the chips down on the counter. I thought that was really clever.
Yep. Yeah. And then I took a gavel and smashed a couple chips just to symbolism.
And the anger in the room of you smashing the chips and wasting those chips. And I think that's what took it over the top. So thank you again.
Yeah, but to see people sit down, and I mean, the only thing they're arguing about is, hey, wait, save me a few of those, wait. And, you know, and that was, you know, sometimes Republican against Republican, mm-hmm, Democrat against Democrat, mm-hmm, upset with one of their colleagues for eating too many of a certain flavor. But we can get through those things.
That's not
those
a problem.
Those are minor problems.
We're a couple of Republicrats. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just there to make everybody happy.
Exactly, and we can get through the little issues like that, but when we all get together in one room, we all realize we're all part of the old Dutch family by extension or close to it. Well, I don't want to, I mean, it's a sentimental moment.
Yeah, well, we told him, get the chip off your shoulder. Let's eat those things instead. Maxie, old Dutch is going to take care of the budget. You come back at 8:40, will you?
You got it, sir.
All right, Radio Dave, this Twins game weather forecast for tonight brought to you by Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. About as good as it gets tonight for the ball game. Temperatures will be in the 60s. Skies will be clear. We'll have light and variable winds. Just a beautiful day today and sneaking ahead for tomorrow afternoon. Looks fantastic. Right now in the Twin Cities, it's 51.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.